yongera Katonda engaliza amaanyi mwebalize ddala muwe ekitiibwa muwe amatendo.
Give him praise. Tell him, Father, you're worthy. You gave us a command of praising and worshiping you
for
all these 2 months, every Saturday and Sunday, in all songs which you enjoy, in which give you pleasure,
it
adds the power unlimited. We are to do like that, and we ask the Lord.
Lose.
Unlimited power unto us. The holy unlimited power.
From
Revelation 19, the verse 6 up to 10, that you are Lord God omnipotent. That unlimited power is we ask, we give
out.
Given light of knowledge,
put
in a vessel of clay. Believe that my power comes from you. And not from us.
2 Corinthians
chapter 4 and the verse 6 up to 7. As
the
ambassadors of Christ,
2 Corinthians
5
verse 17 to 20,
we believe that we
are
worthy to be anointed the Holy Spirit and power, that we move doing good,
as we
heal all oppressed by Satan.
We
ourselves are first brought. For you, God, you are with us.
That's
the Acts 10, the verse 38. Recognize your presence, Father.
Defend
your word, Jesus. Together with your Holy Spirit.
And we
thank you for thousands of angels who minister to us. Defend all creations. Those for our side.
As
the Romans chapter 8, the verse 18, up to 22.
That
creations grown up to today, until these sons of God will be manifest.
We
thank for all creations, Lord, which work together with us to fulfilling your will, as Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good unto all who love God.
We
thank you, God, use all situations and remain work towards us.
We
thank you, God, pass through all and remain heal us your children. Thank you, the Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The glory and honor are yours. Amen.
You
take your seat slowly. You take your seat that we can proceed on. We move on with the third heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Prove that the neighbor has a Bible. Look to the neighbor, see whether they have a Bible. Yes. Prove that they have a Bible. Let me see my neighbor. I have a Bible. Yes. Let me go to a neighbor who is not speaking yet.
Okay.
Sure. You see the neighbor has a Bible there? You check very well. Tell them we have not come in the stories here. These stories of the children of men. Those they invent. But tell them we've come to move to get light of the word of God. That's in the Holy Scriptures. Now they must have a Bible, and if they don't have, you advise them wisdom from the word. Tell them to get a Bible,
and
even tell them the good type as that one you use.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The good type just as the one you use.
If
you have a good type of Bible you use there, yes. Now prove that they have a pen there with a book. Check, prove that they have a book and not just papers.
Some of you have what? You have papers. You have papers. Have you proved they have a book there? Prove even their writes there very well. You hold it and check it. Tell them Matthew 28:18-20. We are here to be made disciples.
We
are taught all that Christ commanded us. And we go make all nations disciples. Yes. That disciple must have been sitting in the council of God's
words.
And they perceive them very well and they understand them. That they go declare them to others. According to Jeremiah chapter 23, verse
18,
even verse
22.
And tell them God has seen you are faithful. One who can commit to these words that you can teach them to others. Now him, as he's considered you faithful, offer to them the 2 Timothy chapter 2. Tell them the verse 1 and 2, you see it. God has said, these words commit to the faithful people. People who are faithful. Those faithful who will be able to teach others, that they look to the first very well. Now tell them, because God has considered you faithful, write in your book with carefulness. Is your careful just as a faithful person appears? For they have to move teach others, even the others to teach men and tell them that because of that, mostly prepare books of the Holy Spirit. For them the rain cannot fall upon them, neither the moth. Tell them, you yourself the spirit, prove that you are here. Tell them Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. What does he do? I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters and the green pastures. He restores my soul. Tell them, be here, the whole of you. The spirit, your spirit, you the original. Tell them, even this heart. Tell them, you be here.
No, nachi.
Even the mind, even your mind,
that
desktop upon which they reach. And you move them ahead into the heart. And the spirit moves them into the spirit. Yes.
He
writes it with the pen of diamonds. Yes. Or that of gold. For he writes the treasure of knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are they holy here?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. We still move on with our heavenly journey. And we are right in the third heaven. The third heaven. And the paradise of God. Even the throne of God. Spoken in 2 Corinthians. Chapter 12. And the verse 1. To enter verse 4. Yes. It means
we
moved already from this planet Earth. This which we are in, spoken in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31. And we saw many things within it. And we moved out. We went to see other 9 planets, those which are next to ours, to total the 10 planets. Spoken in the 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 5. Yes.
What do you see planets?
There are other planets.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All together, they are 10 planets. Because in Isaiah he said,
the earth
is the footstool of God.
Now,
if this one planet,
upon
which this one foot, God has 10 of them, it means those planets have beaten. We bypassed them and we proceeded on ahead into the kingdom of the moon, the sun, and the stars, in the firmament of the heaven.
Usually
them in the night, but even in the day they are there. But by the command in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 up to 17, they told them to be there, give light in the night. There is the light which rules the day, the sun. Even the moon, the stars rule the night. And there we saw that hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, they are found there in the kingdom of the stars. In Revelation chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, when you open the bottomless pit, the prison of God, known as hell,
when
open it, the sun, the stars, and the moon, they no more give their light. Because of the fires and the great torments right there, those led by the angel called Abaddon, the one in Revelation 9, verse 11. It's not Satan in charge of hell. Right there we saw many things, we were not there at that time. And we saw of principalities, the main base of the devils in the kingdom of the stars. Yes. Read Obadiah chapter 1, the verse 3 and 4. And many other scriptures. There we passed, moved on unto the heaven. The blue heaven you see. The fourth created heaven.
It
was the last created heaven. That read in Genesis chapter 1,
and
the verse 1, and the verse 6.
Unto
eight. But God did not create one heaven. God created a total of four heavens. Four heavens.
You read
Deuteronomy 10 verse 14. They are four. Now that one we see, it was the last created. It's called the fourth created heaven. It makes up the rim below. Now in the rim above,
we have
there are three other heavens. Yes. We have there the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels, and all the holy ones who finish the works here. As it speaks in the Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 23, and when you set up ladders from this planet Earth to pass through the first created heaven, the blue heaven you see, you reach into the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a great gathering of angels, and we holy ones who finish our works here. The Genesis chapter 28, verse 12, it shows you ladders. The angels descend, they ascend, they reach on the heaven, and they pass through to enter the first heaven, where they are the city of the angels and the holy ones of God. Now, when we pass through that one, we ascend to the second created heaven, the rim above. Second created heaven in the rim above, where we find the four living creatures. When you read Ezekiel chapter 1, the verse 1, yes,
the heavens is a good,
the heavens opened, and he reached into that second created heaven, the rim above. He saw there four living creatures. That's Ezekiel chapter 1. Starting from verse 3.
To
enter verse
6.
In that heaven
is where
we find the four mountains. The two mountains of brass. The instrument which begets all the other instruments.
And
all voices of the praise and the singing of God.
This
is in the Zechariah chapter 6 verse 1. Mountains begot mountains and hills. Out of them comes the fragrance, the voices of praise and the worship of God,
and
all type of instruments, and
it's
called the heaven of the praise and all the worship unto God. One who did study with us, you missed much. For those four living creatures,
it's
the stowal of spiritual creations. Those spirits are given bodies in different seasons. You too, you were gotten from them. Your spirit came from there. The first Timothy 6:7, he said, we brought nothing,
and
we shall go back with nothing. We were coming from where? Philippians 3:20, he said, our home is in heaven.
Indeed,
we come from that second heaven.
Most
people of our creations on this earth, including humans, people of the stars, the sun, and the moon, angels, the cherubim, the four living creatures, their spirits, they gather in those four living creatures. That's why they are called the four living creatures. Out of them comes spirits of different creations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And above them, above those four living creatures,
it's
that called the second created heaven, known as the firmament above the heads of the four living creatures. Read Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 22. Connect Genesis 1 verse 8. That firmament he called it heaven. We pass through that second created heaven in the room above. We reach the third heaven. The third heaven is the rim above. It's what we are into now. That
you
read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. The third heaven. In there we find the paradise of God, known as the garden of God, the garden of Eden. Read
2
Corinthians 12, the verse 1.
Unto
four. There are many things which can't be spoken there. When you connect Genesis chapter 2, verse
8
and
9.
Even Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've seen much in this third heaven. And we still move on to conclude concern the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've
just concluded seeing the way we died. And remove from us the heavenly body. And we are given the body of death, the flesh with blood. Is it not that? Yes. We saw the way we died, losing the heavenly body, and given this body of death. And right in Romans chapter 7 verse 24,
who
will save me from this body of death? We as the spirit, and we are in this body of death. And we are just yearning.
He
closed the heavenly body they removed from us before we unclothed this one. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. And in that way, so in Genesis chapter
3,
verse 6 to
8,
he understood that Adam and Eve, after they ate fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, when they say their eyes were open and they saw they were naked, not that before they were not seeing. Not that their eyes just opened, but they were changed in the twinkle of an eye, and they removed from the heavenly body, they ended in this body of death. That means we read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 to 53. That the twinkle of an eye, they had been exchanged, and in that way,
it
still needs us to get born again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
this day in the summary, because of the little time we have, we want to differentiate between the body of death, the body of hell, and the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Because we saw that if you don't get born again, to be restored to the heavenly body, they have to give you that one of hell. When you unclothe this one of death, which holds the little life, which helps you align yourself on this world, that you can be given the other heavenly body. So in this time, we want to differentiate between the body of death, the body of hell, and the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because first of all, when we speak of the body of death, first of all, when we speak of the body of death, we speak of the body of this earth, the flesh with blood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. When the command was released in Genesis, chapter 2, starting verse 16 and 17, and he says like this. Let us read we hear. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16.
Mukama Katonda nalagira omuntu namugamba nti,
and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely. Verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you shall surely die.
Hey.
Yes.
Yamugamba.
He told him that the tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't dare touch it. The day you will touch it, you shall surely die. And we saw that by that command, after they of it, not that their eyes just opened, but death, the angel of death, he was right there to transfigure them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he told them you surely die, he didn't tell them you are going to die and pass away, but he told them you will not escape the hands of hell. That's why in the Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 and 7, he says this. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6.
Omukazi bwe yalaba ng'omuti mulungi okulya era nga gusanyusa amaaso n'omuti nga gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi, nanuka ku bibala byagwo n'alya n'awa era ne ku musajja we naye n'alya.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Verse
7.
And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. Yes. After they ate, both their eyes were opened, and they saw they are naked. And they got aprons, they got leaves, the fig leaves, and they made aprons for themselves.
No,
aprons don't cover the back. No. They cover right the front, right from here the breast. Because if she found herself, the body she's gotten, it has breasts very well, with the parts very well,
even
Adam and is in that state. And it's not the body they had had before. They said their eyes were opened. Not that before they were not seeing. Till as they went to pick the fruits of the tree, they were seeing, and they were looking to each other. But what they saw in each other, it was another.
Now,
after eating like this, Bible, when
it says
eyes were opening,
means
in the twinkle of an eye, when they blinked and they opened eyes, it blew and they blinked a little. As they open like this, and the body they have is another. That's called the mystery in the kingdom of heaven.
It
may tell you the mystery which happens. That mystery which happens.
Speaks
in the first Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. And he says like this.
First Corinthians chapter 15,
verse 51.
Laba, mbabuli lechama, tulieba fena, nefe netuli chusibwa.
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
52. Manguago, ngakutemia chikowe, akagomba kenkumerero bwekalivuga. Kubanga kalivuga nabafu balizokizibwa obutavunda nafe tulichusibwa.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Yes. Have you seen the mystery very well? Because God, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, he told Adam and Eve that when you will touch that tree, you will surely die. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 and 7, after the shared fruits of this tree, their eyes were opened. Not that they were not seeing, but just as the mystery is, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 and 52, did need them to go to sleep, just as it will happen in the coming back of Jesus. That we all, our bodies will not go sleep in the ground. No. But in the twinkle of an eye, there shall be a transfiguration. This corruptible body we are in, the body of this earth, flesh with blood, the body of death, it will be changed into the other heavenly body. We already born again. The born again Christians. Those who first believe Jesus is Lord and is our Savior, and they confess to be saved, to cross sites from Satan to the living God, who gave them the Son Jesus to save them, the means of dying for them and raising them, and he restored the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those to be found like that. Them
too,
cause they have the heavenly body in them. And they'll be changed immediately. And the heavenly will swallow this corruptible body. Like in the era prophet Elijah. As they sought for his body where it had fell. They did see it. For the heavenly body he had within him.
It
swallowed the corruptible body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now on the other day, the coming back of the Lord Jesus, what's called rapture, those who first slept are brethren, and they unclosed their bodies, and their spirits are in heaven, they will come back with our Lord in the glorious bodies, which we shall be transfigured immediately, lifted, meet them in space. Those who still be here, that way I want to tell the mystery. What happened in the paradise? Not that Adam, their eyes were open, but in the twinkle of an eye, they had changed from the heavenly body and they are put in the body of death.
Then
they are put in flesh and blood, the body all of this world, which cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven.
It's
what he first tells us in the verse 50. And he says this.
1
Corinthians chapter 15 verse 50.
Ng'omubiri n'omusayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda. So okuvunda tekusikira butavunda.
Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Yes, this is what he say, that flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom of heaven. We could not live there anymore in the paradise of God, in the third heaven, the paradise of God, known as the Garden of God, the Garden of Eden. And they had to chase him from there. That is Genesis chapter 3, 22-24. Brought him from the world where they formed his body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it happened in the twinkle of an eye. And they saw themselves like that. And they are in the body of death.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they say that they will surely die, death was right on the side waiting for them, that might give them the body of death. And God brings back the voice of Adam, passing it through the Apostle Paul, and he speaks of what exactly happened, and he said he was changed, he was the spirit, he ended in the body of death, according to Romans chapter 7.
When
read verse 24, he says this. Romans chapter 7, verse 24.
Zengandi muntu munaku. Ani alindokola mu mubiri ogw'okufa kuno.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Yes.
Zengandi muntu munaku.
Oh, I'm a wretched man. Who will deliver me from this body of death? And he needed help. Ask him the spirit. Just as me and you.
Fe Adam,
we who came from Adam and Eve. We all ended in this body of death.
When they
speak that body of death,
there
is one they speak of death who owns it. Yes.
Who
will save you from this body of death?
For
when death was making it to give it to man, right in the twinkle of an eye, in it he put wild ingredients. And it is so weak indeed. And it can be taken away by swords,
injara,
famine,
indwadde,
diseases,
nisuru yensi,
and the beasts of the fields.
Ngamunafudala,
and it is so weak.
Erabuaganti, ane alindokura mubiri guno
wokufa. Deliver me from this body of death.
Abadi naguwa kusongedeko nanyini mubiri guno.
This one he points you to the one who owns this body.
Eyawewe chida gireri.
Who was given the command in Genesis 2.
Urumusa, urumukaga ne kumino
musa. Verse 16 and 17.
Babaganti muri ne makufa.
When he said you will surely die.
Fire yari yari yao.
Death was right on the sides.
Ngari kumbarasiye.
And he's on his horse.
Eyachemvu.
That yellow horse.
Ngabarize.
And is waiting for them.
Bakuate bukwasi kumtyo.
That they dare touch that tree. And in reality, what was in the paradise,
in
things spoken of them, they are not spoken by men. When they say, you surely die,
death
will be there for his one who gave them his body of death. Now, death is not this chicken out of the body.
So
the Bible calls it sleeping. The body has slept. For death is there is an angel. And is one who immediately made this body that he can shepherd the sinners. And he raised them in this body. One who repents is given the heavenly. Is one who moves from the hands of death. But all their shepherds, the sinners, is death. Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. He says like this. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 8.
Nendaba, eralaba, embalase ya chenvu, neyali atuddeko erinyali kufa, nemagombe nagenda na ye, nebawebu obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna ekyensi. Okuta nechitala, nenjala, norumbe, nensolo zensi.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on it was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with diseases, and with the living creatures of the earth.
Hey.
Yes.
Yaraba,
he saw one sat on the yellow horse. His name is called death. And hell follows him.
That's
where we have to see the body of death. That of hell. Even the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when you have read Romans 7 verse 24,
he said,
who will deliver me from this body of death? But its owner called death is there. When you read in Revelation 6, verse 8, I saw one sat on the pale horse. His name is called death. The other body he made it, and it can be affected by feminine hunger.
And
hunger is one of the greatest diseases under the sun. It's a great virus and a special sickness. No one has ever treated it for good. And we keep swallow doses for it of medicine. I speak of food. And we eat the morning breakfast. Immediately that medicine is weakened.
Lunch hour.
Around the 7 hour in the day we have to eat lunch. In the evening we have supper. Yes.
When
we swallow sick this medicine for the diseases in the world, we take in the morning, Lunch, even in the night, 3 times a day. If you dodge that routine, like once or twice, even those who dodge much like that, they always experience hunger. Now, the body of death holds many things. But one who made it is called the angel of death. Now, when we read in Genesis 2, verse 7 to 8, Genesis 2, 16 and 17, that you surely die. We so perhaps we are going to die, check from these bodies. We just die. We end there. Yet, the angel of death was there. That's why he said, I've set before you the good and evil, life and death. Remember, there's the tree of life, the pleasant trees for sight. All were there in the garden. Even death was there. But they didn't see him. Remember, he makes angels winds. He waited for them on the side, that he may clothe them the snare of this body we have now. What it has done to us. And we in our generation, we are so bad love. It's so hard. We were given a special punishment. It's this body of death, which has a little life, just as we saw yesterday. That in the blood. When we saw Genesis chapter 9, verse 4. It has given us little life that we align ourselves. In it is all type of weakness. This angel of death. Revelation 6 verse 8. Right in the paradise waiting. Let the attached tree of knowledge of good and evil. He closes the body of death and we feel how heavy it is. Who has not yet felt it? Even the newborn faces it. They cry immediately. What is this body have appeared through? Tears. They don't cry until they slap the child. You despise the body you've come in. You cry. After, and they get stomach. They are not yet used to the feeding of here. The body is the problem. Sickness immediately. The diseases you have, the angel of death gives us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Deuteronomy chapter 30, he told them, I said, before you life and death, the tree of life in the middle of knowledge of good. He told them, surely die. He would have told them, he's right on the side waiting. Let's read in Deuteronomy, we hear. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15.
Laba, leero ntadde mu maaso go obulamu n'obulungi, n'okufa n'obubi.
See, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil.
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri essuula ya 30 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19.
Mpita eggulu n'ensi okuba abajulirwa gye muli leero, nga ntadde maaso go obulamu n'okufa, omukisa n'okukolimirwa. Kale weerowooza obulamu olyokobenga omulamu gwe n'ezzadde lyo.
I call heaven and earth as witness this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Yes. But when you read well, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, he said, see, I have set before you this day life. Read Genesis 2 verse 19. And the tree of life in the midst of the paradise, in the garden. Good. The pleasant trees for sight and the pleasant trees for food. Death and evil. He said even death is there. But even the evil one, Satan, he too is coming. You be careful of him. Have you heard well? Death was right there.
If
the evil one was there anytime he was coming. Death too was waiting the time they touched it that he would squeeze them. Just as he squeezed us. And in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, the entire heavens had been told, even the earth, to be witness on those issues, had been allowed the trees, pleasant trees for the sight, pleasant trees for food, the tree of life.
He
say, at least choose life. Eat of that. Leave the other. For there was a blessing and a curse. Yes. If you have not held the commands of God, these two cannot miss. Deuteronomy 28 says, if you will be diligent, hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to keep in his commandments, all these blessings will follow you. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Up to verse 13. Verse 14 is changed. He said, if you not diligently hearken the voice of the Lord your God, keeping his commands and the laws, all these curses will follow you. Now they were right there. Though the body we are given was not cursed, but it has death. And when Satan complained that you have cursed me, you have not cursed them, the earth was what was cursed on our behalf. God did not begin to create the world and in it there are thorns. No.
They
were
not
thorns, they were only fruits on this world. Foods.
Herbs.
The different herbs.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thorns came in for cursing the world for our sake. For God remained having mercy on us. I've given a body which is more wild than this one. He would have given us that of hell. For that is so cursed. That which Satan got. Those who joined him, the fallen angels.
It's
what they got, those called the aliens. Usually see them in the images. That's how they look like. The body of hell. As you see those images. Or you get the image of the aliens. You are there who hears the audios. And you can't see of the video. But you can visit our channels.
Focus of God Media.
Or Focus of God Media.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now,
this angel of death was on the side waiting that he may begin to mix for us the other body, and it's very hard and wild. And it's so hard. And it's so pressing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now what they call the body of death, it is something very hard. That's why most of us were first understood this. Mostly we yearn to unclothe. But first be clothed the body from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that angel, they told them, him, these people, after they see, you have to become their shepherds. Now give them a body, and they cannot run from you. And so heavy, they cannot fly in the space. It holds them from there. Put into them a toilet where poopoo and susu will gather. For the heavenly body does not have those parts. And they cannot fly. That's why the other creations, they don't have like our body. No. And that's why our body is not eaten. This body is a very wild body. Those who eat it, just night dancers, you know, they are possessed, they are not by themselves. You begin to eat it, something wrong begins to come in you. For you eat life mixed with death. Now you seem living, yet you're dead. But you've not been a night dancer and you begin to eat human bodies. You become abnormal. You become abnormal. That's why night dancer, though they are not possessed, they look as a night dancer. They have some situation and behaviors on them. They can begin to smell on you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But in the Psalms chapter 49, when we are given the body of death for, because of sinning, the shepherd changed. And he seems to be the Lord is our shepherd. And he put there death.
The
matter where you hide, he has to get you from there. He looks for you from there with famine and hunger. Let us read, we hear.
Zaburi esuri yana momwinda nolu njiriri orekomenenya.
Psalms chapter 49 verse 14.
Batekirwa wo magombe ngechisibo. Okufa kunabera ngo musumba wabwe. Abamazima bana bafuganga obudde bwe bulicha. Nobulungi bwabwe buli bango bwe magombe okubulya.
Like sheep, they are laid in the hell. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the hell from their dwelling. Yes. The flock is hell. There's no flock for the wicked and sinners. No. Here there's a shepherd, he feeds them with the wild pastures. Death will be their shepherds. You know, not move from the people. Sicknesses are always there and diseases. You have to make hospitals.
Because
in Revelation 6, they told you, verse
8,
he kills with swords. You will not move out of wars, you will keep fighting until the world will pass away. And the poor too, Jesus said, you will be seeing them until the world will end. Those in need. Now see, he killed with sword, you have to keep fighting wars. Even the hunger and famine. Where food is not scarce, there are diseases and famine. They have to strike you, kill your appetite. Still, you will not eat. Even the beasts. And you see the small ants, a It comes, mosquito coming. It bites you. Puts a virus in you. It's come to eat a dead body, a body of death.
Right.
There we gather all herbs he puts on this world. The herbs in the foods, those in the fruits. That we treat ourselves, that we align ourselves. They we've not known which deal. Yet we are here to reconcile with God. Because of the sin we committed in Adam. When we wanted to become gods.
We
ended in this body of death. Him death after he shepherds you. As his ways are. The flock is there.
You
have not aligned yourself.
Hell,
it's a prison that will imprison you there. You read well that verse.
Yeah,
when he shepherds you, you are free here. You don't have freedom almost here.
Yeah,
death shepherds. Whether you've gone, you've traveled America, he's there. You are free to move around. But when they will put you in the flock, hell, it's a prison. You no move from there. There is no moving freely. Read that verse very well. Psalms chapter 49, verse
14.
Like sheep, they are laid in hell. Death shall feed on them.
Abamalala banabafuga ng'obudde bwe bulicha. N'obulungi bwabwe buli bobwe magombe okubulya. Baleme okubeera n'ekifo ekyokutuulamu.
And the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. Yes. You will see the body of hell when we reach it. After you not align yourself on this world, they will give it to you very well. You will see it.
But
this body of death too is not easy, just as you see it. Where you first reach there, what that body has passed you through is much. But because you still have the big-headedness, you would have humbled already before the Lord. Because he got all the things you have desired on this world. All the pleasures he put them in your heart. Faith in the body put that if you overcome all those, you are my son.
And
the body of death in it is much stubbornness. I can't explain now and I finish it.
This
outward man you see, the body of this world, flesh with blood, the body of death, in it is filled stubbornness. You can grow up on the same village or on the same city. I don't know how you differ to have the mindset you have different from others. Even some ate on the same plate, on the same house, but one is a rascal, another is an assistant rascal, another a secretary in rank. But what differs us? In these bodies, we moved on overcoming. As we grew this wisdom which came in us, that don't go in that. You two were overcome when we bring you as we are children of God. And you are of our home. You wake up and say, but indeed, I chose wrong.
Though
it was in my heart, but it was not truthful.
The body of death holds stubbornness. The one who overcomes it is one who becomes the Son of God. And Ecclesiastes said, he got everything desirable.
Let's read
Ecclesiastes 3 verse 9 and below.
Omubulizi esuli yokusatu nolunyiriri olwomwenda.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 9.
Ti magoba ki gafuno yakola emirimu mwecho mwateganira.
What profits has he that works in that which he labors?
Olinyole 10.
Verse 10.
Nalaba okutegana akatonda kwe yawa abaana b'abantu okubateganya.
I have seen the task which God has given to the sons of men to be occupied in it.
Yes.
This was the tasks and toil and laboring God gave the sons of men to trouble them. Write in Genesis 3, 15 and below. Go eat out of sweat. The earth will grow thorns. Woman give birth in pain. All are in this toiling and rebelling. Put in the body. And they are different. You know God knew it. That if she did something
bad,
she needs another special punishment. She said, you see, you conceive in pain. Even in the birth. If you get in pain and you're vomiting, the system has changed. You get it in problems. You wish to give back and it begins to relax a little. Waits you at the end. And the kickings and the struggles.
Okay,
before I finish Ecclesiastes, let's first go back to Genesis.
Yeah,
you get it, the moods change. Things you enjoy to eat, you stop them. Then you frown. And you look like a car which has crashed. Genesis chapter 3 verse 16.
Nagamba omukazi nti okwongera nakwongerangako obulumi bwo n'okubeerangako olubuto. Mu bulumi mw'onoozaaliranga abaana n'okwegombako kunaabanga eri musajja wo naye anaakufuganga.
Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow in conception. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow. Conception in sorrow you shall bring forth children. And your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. Yes. You say you conceive in sorrows. And you bring forth in pain. And I say to the man to rule over you. Because last time you explain, you escaped and you went by yourself. Satan deceived you.
Now,
put you under the man, don't dare move by yourself. That's why I'm speaking Timothy. I refuse a woman to rule over the man. For the man was not the first to sin, but the woman. When they have not ruled over her, where is she going? And when the man you move like this, and you delay there. Where have you been? Where have you been? Explain. Now refuse and see. Slap.
You
want to put me in problems like in the garden. Now the generation comes to and say, equality. Human, women, emancipation, equality. Those are slaps and kickings, no more getting married. For it's not acceptable in nature and the laws of God.
That
day you move and you're not spoken, you are a woman married.
But
the man moves out. But you move out, you've not spoken. That came from the garden. You moved. You begin to converse with Satan. And the worry became much. Even humans don't know why they have such worry. They marry a woman, they have to follow her up. Where has she gone?
Then
she has met with Lucifer. Every step. What she did in the garden, we remember. Now Satan wanted to drive in homosexuality. Brought back that equality. Bible does not allow that. But allows injustice. Justice to prevail.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man fulfill your responsibilities. You
too,
woman, fulfill your responsibilities. Justice and not equality. But in Timothy, he says like this.
Timothy, chisoka esuri yokubiri nolo nyiriri olekumi nolumo.
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 11.
Omukazi ayigenga mubuka kamo mukugonda kwonna.
Let the woman learn in silence in all subjection. Verse 12.
Naye omukazi mmuganyi okuyigirizanga newankubadde okufuga ng'omusajja naye okubeeranga mu bukkakkamu.
But I permit not a woman to teach nor to have authority over the man but to be in silence. Verse 13.
Kubanga Adamu ye yasooka okutondebwa oluvannyuma kaawa.
For Adam was the first formed, then Eve. Verse 14.
Era Adamu si ye yalimbibwa naye omukazi oli ye yalimbibwa naba mukwonoona.
And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Have you heard it very well?
Ono yalimbibwa nayonoona.
Was deceived and she transgressed.
Naingiza omusajja mukwonoona.
Entered man into that sin. God gave her a bigger punishment. Always read well that Timothy.
1
Timothy 2 verse 11 to 14. Yes. To 14. That the punishment given to Eve. In Genesis chapter 3. Verse 16. It was required for she was the first to be deceived. It was found in the transgression. And she began to persuade the man to oppose God. And he made him confess rebellion. Because Eve, she had been preached the gospel of opposing God and the gospel of rebellion. And Satan preached it to her. And she confessed that disobedience. And she went to the man. Right from then, they say she has to be taught much. Even to ask a lot from the man. Because before
she
asked her, when God was put in the garden, he commanded this. Was he sure or he was joking?
If
she sat and they taught her that what where it will end is not easy. You would have said that she would have fought for herself. But she didn't allow to humble Adam to explain to her. And in reality, Adam was created to be a director. I speak of you, the man, and the woman be the manager. And what she has one who directs
them,
who directs her. People say, why
did
not put on the men that the one who give birth in pains? And they give birth and conceive in sorrow and give birth in pain.
Don't
they have given them this, our body? No, that is what was required you to get as it is. For it's you who were first deceived.
Now the man was told, because you hearken to the woman and you left God, now you will eat from the sweat. And they say you conceive in sorrows and give birth in pains. The other your desire
will
be unto the man. Never choose what you want. Now look at them. They are breaking commandments. I ask the man. Me, I don't understand by myself.
When
you fail to understand by yourself and you made us fall. Your suggestions have to be looked into with much light of knowledge. That's why 1 Peter chapter 3.
He
said, we dwell with you with knowledge. Have light enlightened the things you speak and what you begin to suggest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go back
to Genesis 3, verse 17. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17.
Nagamba Adamu nti, kubango uli dedobozi ya mukazi wo, noli ya kumuti gwe nakulagira nganjogera togulianga ko, ese kolimidwa kululuo, mukutegana mono jange vyokulia enako zonezo obulamu obwo.
And unto Adam he said, because you have listened unto the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Yes. He said, your main problem, listen to the voice of the woman. That's why they're eating. Came from listening and believing. This one had. He believed. And then he appeared to have eaten. He said, because you've listened to it, I told you to be diligent to hearken to the voice of me, the Lord your God. And that's why Abraham, he had to oppose the act which happened on Adam. He said, I will not go with Hagar as my wife has suggested. Let me go inquire from the Lord. Lord, should I do what Sarah is saying? I marry Hagar, that you marry, you will see. Marry her. She will see what will follow next on her. Have you understood? Now men, we have to inquire from the Lord all the suggestions the woman brings. Apostle is teaching them to rebel. Me, tell me where you've reached in deciding for yourselves in the world whether it is good. Me, I see there are many single women and mothers. I see those 40 years. That is much.
25
moving with 2-3 children. They are those there in Sate. They say, who
pay
off? They no more get married. They are moving places. They are playing games everywhere. They play everywhere. Now indeed they are married women with women. For they don't want to be ruled over. Breaking the commands of God. See the girl children 20 years.
They are
moving with children 1, 2, 3. Even the men they were not raised, they don't know even their responsibilities. That the body you clothe, that is the exact. You man, out of sweat you will eat. In pains. That's the body of death. If
you're
tired, run quick, come here.
Jesus
called those weary of those situations. That he eases it. Where they would fail not to bear fruits and he caused them bear them.
He indeed
reduces on that point. Call us in Matthew 11. 28 to 30. Come all those wearing burdens.
If we
weary of things given in the body of death,
look
to Jesus, he saves us.
He
those weary of what? Troubles of the body of death. Still, no matter what you do, move around. The thing which is terrifying after you finish it, you have unclothed it. You enter the body of death, you face it. For the body of death.
And
we don't have the heavenly body, not God there to rest. What happened to us in the paradise? The paradise of God. The garden of God. The garden of God. The third heaven. Perhaps it needs to be a topic in the world.
For
all troubles came from there. After
he
said the earth is cast for you, cause for yourself. Every creature was put under man. In Genesis chapter 1, 26,
on to 30,
that he rules over them. Others began to rebel. Who do you rule over? We are so wary. Tell you rule over it. No, God rule over the lion there. Them two got wild.
Look
at the others, they are barking at their masters.
There's
no creature here which was fighting. Them two began to have confusions and fights. All those birds were not fighting. Animals were not fighting. And he brought them to Adam. And he named them. You are this one, and yes, my Lord. And they even communicate with them. But now the problem. After the sin, wanted to become God in the garden.
They
gave us the body of death. Upon it we have put many wild things. When the earth was cast and the thorns began to come from the ground, we didn't wake up to begin to till the land. We just woke up and the bananas have put on.
And
when you sleep, sleeping of them, you find them, they have grown in the garden. As you see Jonah, when the sunshine hit him so much, he slept thinking about it. As he woke up the next day, and the pumpkin is grown with many pumpkins, and he has to begin immediately to begin to boil on it. But things totally changed. You know, Jonah slept one day. As he woke the next day, the pumpkin had grown with big pumpkins. That's how the world was. You sleep thinking of potatoes and you find a potato field is grown. Now you have to till the ground and you heap up the hills of the soil and you squeeze, put in the potato leaves and you keep waiting. And the weeds grow, you go to weeds. And you wait to go and harvest food. And you find there are two, three. Two, three potato. And he scratched the entire garden. But brethren, that's what they call the body of death. With the punishments which were given it. It's not normal for us to be like this in the world. It wasn't in the will of God. It's us who transgressed him. And we wronged our lives. We sinned against him as we wronged our lives. Now you have to get the cassava trees. And the world where it's
reaching,
you may plant them in the ground, you get them, and there's no cassava on them.
Now,
we to plant the organics. Just as man is talking about Ecclesiastes 7:29, that they devise many things which trouble them. We inject them and they affect our bodies. You will bear by force.
So we're going to bear force, but you two are going to face it.
Now we experience cancers. Things reduce life of the bodies. Now, 15 years, the people are experiencing backache. The bones pain. Young people.
You have stomach
with tumors, and you may wonder whether you give birth tomorrow.
If we don't have
hospitals where they go and examine us, God
helps
put wisdom in us to make technology to check our lives. But we'd have waited to give birth. Don't give birth yet. The stomach is protruded of tumors in there. Man has done trouble to himself. But as I summarize, I've not yet spoken much of the body of hell and the heavenly body. Let's move on with Genesis. Genesis chapter 3 verse 18. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and you shall eat the plants of the fields. Verse 19.
Kubanga omo mwe wajibwa, kubanga oli nfufu gwe, ne mu nfufu mwolidda.
In the sweat of your face shall you eat bread, till you return unto the ground, for out of it were you taken, for dust you are, and unto dust shall you return. Yes.
Nayogera ne Adam wokunguru.
He spoke with the outward Adam. The body of death, the body of this world, flesh with blood. You came from dust, you return to dust.
So
he was not speaking with Adam as the spirit. That confused many people. Genesis 3:19. That from dust you gotten, you came and you return to dust. And they forget Ecclesiastes. Chapter 12, verse 7. The body goes back to the dust. The spirit goes to God who gave it. For these are two. Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. From dust you will return, for you were gotten from there. They spoke with the outward man, flesh with blood. Not with the spirit. Ecclesiastes 12 over 7. The body will go back to the dust. The spirit return to the Lord who gave it. What is so terrifying? The ministry is not reconciled with him. You've unclosed it. You have not the heavenly body. They give you the body of hell. But you don't return to your home country in heaven. But you cast in hell the prison of God. This deceased is in the ground there. But they don't understand well. The 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 and 18. The outward man perish, but the inward man is renewed. This outward man, they can speak with him as they are speaking to man. But the rightful one we speak of, it is your spirit.
You,
the inward man, the original. Let's read verse 20. Genesis chapter 3, verse
20.
And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. Yes. He named her Eve, meaning the mother of the living. Those with the little life that's in the blood. Of Genesis 9 verse
4.
Not the living that they are alive did die. Those in the body of death.
And
in it is the little life that's in the blood. We all in the entire world. Not that we are alive. The living body. We as the spirit we are alive. We
have
gotten from the Lord. But the body we've closed, there are bodies of death. The life in it is very minimal. Genesis 9 verse 4 says, it's within the blood. Give us time to align ourselves. We as priests be closed the body from heaven, that we return home in heaven. And if we don't get aligned, when we are removed from this body of death, they give us the body of hell. Our spirits are cast in hell, in the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, that found in the kingdom of the stars. If we are aligned, we are given the heavenly bodies, and we enter the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. Things there are many which are not differentiated, but they came right from the midst of the paradise. The paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden, in the third heaven.
You
can't teach you things of the third heaven.
And
even no troubles we are on this world. As we conclude in the summary, because of time, when we go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, when we say that they put toilings and laborings in the body, as you've heard in the Genesis. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse
9.
What profit has he that works in that which he labors? Verse
10.
I have seen the task which God has given to the sons of men to be occupied in it. Verse
11.
He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in man's hearts, so that no man can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. Yes. All the good things you have thought of, they are within the human heart. That's why you see. You find many types of houses, cars manufactured. All there in the heart. Only one who overcomes them. is one who comes the Son of God. They are right in this body.
The
body of death needs much stubbornness. There are sicknesses of hunger, different diseases. You know, in the world, there were no diseases and sicknesses. But after the curse put upon the earth, in those viruses were born. Both viruses, them come diseases. It's a curse put on this world. It too attacks man for the body of death they hold. God did it in the world there are diseases and sickness. No. But when the earth was cast because of man, it bare thorns.
You know, this
is a type of another thorn. You ask it, Apostle Paul. He said, they put a thorn in my flesh. Because for his was coming from Satan. But since you see that just virus,
we
see for the body of death to eat it. It's a curse.
When
the ground was cast, the thorns came, the virus, which are very small,
those
not in the order of creatures God created, and they appeared.
All
of them come diseases.
The
man devised
that
have to chew and they can't be finished. You have to align yourself, leave this world and go home back in heaven. But this will be there till the coming back of Jesus. The world will pass away. And here in Christ,
you
come for we are given authority over them. To healing them and not to take them from the world.
You,
when you read Matthew 10 verse 1 and 2, gave us power casting all demons, healing all form of disease, and not to taking them away.
You
have to remain strike you that you come to Jesus. Some
are
saying, I'm in Jesus, but I'm experiencing them. For you are still in the body of death. You are still clothing it. The special thing you have on the world is one. You have clothed two bodies. And a being differs with a mango. How? That the bean has a spirit, that small heart of it which grows on it. But this is the body on the outwards. It has one body. That's the person who is not yet born again. They have one body. When they are clothed it, they have not any other journey. But the mango is different. It has two bodies. It has that which grows in it is the spirit. But it has the seeds that cover on it. A heart cover and a cloth upon it covers it. And then you get to the body which we eat on the mango. After you eat off the body of the mango, you reach that cloth, heart cover. When you bypass that cloth and you reach on the real body called the seeds, after brushing, you see the spirit that which grows within it. Now a born again, who is born again, has two bodies. They have that of this world, even the heavenly body. Now they are so resistant on diseases and the troubles of the world. But all those, after you've overcome all those laborers in the toilets,
1
John chapter 5, he says, everything born of God overcomes the world. How does the world look like? Where is the lusts of the eyes? Lusts of the flesh. And the pride of this life.
All
they are in the body of death.
I
wanted to summarize, but the body of death, there are many things within it. Let's read this 1 John. First John chapter 5. First John chapter 5 from verse 3.
Kubanga kuno kwe kwagala kwa Katonda fokwa tange biragiro bye era biragiro bye tebizitowa.
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Verse
4.
For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Yes. Everything born of God overcomes the world. The world was put in this body of death. All things desirable. How do they look like? 1 John chapter 2. He said things like those don't come from the Lord. But God saw what will be in the world. He put within mankind. He told angel of death, the body you give them, put in it.
When
they will overcome those and look to me. For what they based on them to want to become God, wishing to themselves all vows. When they will overcome them, and they are my sons.
Now
you still in those lusts,
you,
as the spirit has failed to overcome the body of death.
Mm-hmm. First
John chapter 2 from verse 15. Temwagalanga
nsi ne wankubadde ebiri mu nsi. Omuntu yenna bw'ayagala ensi, okwagala kwa kitaffe tekuba mu ye.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Olunyole 16.
Verse 16.
Kubanga buli ekiri mu nsi, okwegomba kw'omubiri n'okwegomba kw'amaaso, n'okwegulumiza kw'obulamu okutaliimu, tebiva eri kitaffe naye biva eri ensi.
For all that is in the world, the lusts of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Olunyola 17.
Verse 17.
Era ensi eggwaawo n'okwegomba kwayo, naye akola Katonda by'ayagala abeerera emirembe egitaggwaawo.
And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. Yes. That the world pass away, even its lusts.
But
those do not come from the Lord, but he put them in the body of death.
The
man began to make them put them on the world, and they overcame him. Man makes money for himself and becomes a problem to them. And they make their cars and they make them fall into accidents.
When
they have made,
they
have to use them with carefulness, and there is no lust involved. But we get them for using in this life, in serving God,
and
moving to understand him who called us in glory. The end of it all, for all those problems, that's why God told the woman, what is this you've done? Do you know where you're heading to? The body of death you've entered into.
It's
very hard to overcome it. You're going to head on into hell. And you end up in the second death, the lake of fire. They told her, what is this you've done? Because they have entered this type of body. When they heard the voice of God, they immediately hid themselves. Because the body they had was very wild. In it were problems. Go back briefly as we conclude Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. Genesis chapter 3, verse 7.
Amaso gabwe bombi negazibuka nebategera ngabali bwirire nebatunga malagala ge miti nebekolera ebyo kwambala.
And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Verse 8.
Nebawulira eddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda ngatambula mu lusuku mu kiseera ekyempewo. Omusajja ne mukazi we ne beekweka mu maaso ga Mukama Katonda wakati mu miti egy'omu lusuku.
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Yes. They heard the Lord come, his voice. And they hid themselves.
And
the trees pleasant for sights. Yes. As you see Genesis 2, verse 8 and 9. The pleasant tree for sight, they hid themselves there. Not sit, you see us as trees. On God who sits in the heavens and earth, and nothing can be hid from him. Jeremiah 25 and below. That is there anything can hide from him? And he saw them very well. And they have hid themselves. He called them. Hear the voice as he calls them. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 9.
Mukama Katonda naayita omusajja n'amugamba nti, "Oli luuyi wa?"
And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where are you?" Yes.
Omanyi kibuuzo.
You know, it's a question.
Adega ko question mark.
He puts a question mark.
Oli luuyi wa?
Where are you? I'm not seeing you. And he first refused to answer.
Please,
you can understand when you were there.
Adamu.
Adam. Not answer.
Adam.
Adam.
Eve.
Eve.
You have answered.
You brought problems to us.
The
man is coming now.
Itaba.
Answer.
Oh.
No. It's you to answer. It's you, the first greeting. I found you in this garden. They just brought me here. It's you, they gave these commands. Broken the commands of your God. You know, these are in Isaiah chapter 50. Where he brings them back to tell us what happened there. If you think they immediately answered. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse
2.
When Naita,
Tewalia Yandi Itabie, Homokono Gwange, Guyimpa Wade, Neguta Yinza Nakatono Kununula, Ovasirina Mani, Nakatono Gakuonia.
Why, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Yes. Why when I came, I didn't find anyone there. When I called, no one could answer. You found them, they have hidden themselves. They have hidden themselves. You call them all the time. That angers. And I think angers. You call
this
child and I've grown the big head, they don't answer. You
keep
anger that I'm going to kill them. They think I don't understand that they've stolen already.
Said,
I would have forgiven and redeemed you. But I call you rebel. They first refused to answer. After when he insisted, instead of answering, they answered this below.
We've
gone back to Genesis.
Oluberebere suri yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwekumi.
Genesis chapter 3 and verse 10.
Nayogera nti mpulidde eddoboozi lyo mu lusuku ne ntya kubanga mbadde bwereere ne neekweka.
And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. There was no answering. I'm here, will not come there.
Ngulide naye
at you but
ndi bwerere sibara kujja
usebo kedda I cannot come there
mfache bandi tabamaliza
kweyogeza
yogeza tebayita
bi. They rather spoke and they did answer he got.
Yobula bambebula niyaga.
That's why in Hebrews it says, today when you hear the voice of the Lord your God, do not harden your hearts. Because before he called us, and we hardened our hearts, instead of answering, yes, Father,
we
heard your voice, we have gotten afraid, we've hid ourselves. How come all alone you did fear it? What have you done? Let's read we here.
Oluberebere suri yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'olumu.
Genesis chapter 3 and verse 11.
Nayogera nti ani yababuulidde nti obadde bwere ani yakubuulira nti obadde bwereere olidde ku muti gwe nakulagira obutagulyangako.
And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? Verse 12.
Omusajja nayogera nti omukazi gwe wampa okubeeranga nange yampadde ku muti n'endya.
And the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. Yes.
Adam, walidde ku muti.
Adam, did you eat of it? Have you not you naked?
Ejitegeza
wagulidde ku. What means you ate of it and you died? Now you are in the body of death. That's how it looks like. He said,
now,
the woman you gave me.
Now
you see, God, you begin to send, do things by yourself. The woman it's you gave her to me. See your mistakes? You think you would have spoken the woman you gave me? You would have said, my wife. She's made me do this. But he attached the one you gave me. It's you who gave me. It's you who is the problem. You wouldn't have given her to me. How dare you begin in Genesis 2? It's not good me be alone. That makes me a suitable helper. Animals, they are not enough for me. You make me slave.
You get the,
the woman you brought her. Did I send you? Bring her. It's you gave her to me. God said from then. Proverbs 18:22. You see a woman to marry will come inquire from me. He gains favor. I will no more see for you. Now you stated that you wait God. Lord, give me a husband. Give me a wife. You begin to look very well when you don't have any profane in you.
You know, there.
Lord, you bring. And
to
be there, you can't see. He no more can tell you that get this one. Get. Prepare partners and see by yourself. For reason, that's what we told him. And from then, that's
why
came Matthew 7 verse 7. When you knock, I'll open. When you ask, I'll give.
I will
no more give you by myself. The beginning of praying and asking from the Lord began from there. He was to plan for us because he has good plans.
To
give us a better end than our beginning. But because the reasoning of Adam said, the woman you gave me, it's you brought these things that you feel I need them.
Huh.
And you brought animals there that I enjoy them. You saw that I'm not happy. You seek for my joy to be complete that you planned for a woman. When you gave, have you seen what she's done? Oh, God say fine. Fine. And no more do this. Now you seek them for yourselves. And I want you to look for those they pointed a finger to be yours.
Yeah, Baba, man.
He knows them. And the same Proverbs 18, verse 22. You see a woman to marry will gain favor from the Lord. And you have to see. And you ask, is this the person? Job 23:14. He fulfilled things, he pointed a finger to be ours. Many others like those are with him. Now him, he said, me, I know them. I know. I know even what you need.
But
I will not give, go ask it from me. Recently I gave you, you say, the woman I gave you, when I gave you a car, you not asked it,
you
hold on, ask it, drive it with pride, you say, God, you gave it to me. Even the woman like that, you go and see, prove, you seek the one I pointed a finger to be yours.
If you
take one, I didn't point a finger. You will face problems with her.
You
keep coming, tell me, I help you. I say, no. The woman was told in Genesis. Chapter 24. You two perceive very well. Rebecca and she saw Isaac. She too has to see. Is that the real? He said, now get prayer partners.
As
Isaac got his prayer partner. You perceive as signs from the Lord. Now confusion is in the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, trouble, a person troubles you when God has pointed that this one is yours. And you go ask, what should I do? Now get one they didn't point on a finger, you will face it. That's why I came all praying and asking.
Can
Matthew 7, verse 7, knock, I open. Reset, it's been brought to myself. And you did even ask. You hid yourself. Now knock, I open. I will no more bring myself. And you're going to seek for me.
I'm invisible God now. Seek
for me. It's in Matthew 7:7-8. Those who diligently seek me will see me. He hid from us. For he used to bring himself to us. That's what we spoke. You bring yourself to us, let's hide. For me, and you will face it.
Now,
knows what we need by way, ask from them.
In
Matthew 6, verse 7 below and to 9. He knows what we need before we ask. But he said, you will pray and ask for them. James 4 said, you don't have because you don't ask.
And some you
ask that you use for your own desires and lusts. We are in prayers, but he knows what we need is seated. Why? The woman you gave me. The woman answered saying, the serpent you created. Me, I have not yet sinned. It's of your serpents. You created Satan. And that's how people speak on the world as a sin. And it told them, yeah, fine. I've put enmity among you. You fight with him. You said, me, I created him. And is not is a bad person. Me, I created one upright. I want you to be with him. Prove by yourself how he is. That's not the creature that I created. I want to prove you that he's not upright and he's wicked. You too, you hate him as I hated him.
Ten
of them hate him than he has.
He has
reached them on a problem. They bounced it to God and said, you created him. He said,
me,
I created man upright. He moved to devise many things.
It's
not me who created him like that. That him you created. Is it not you who created him? Did I birth a child a thief? Many things happened on us there. At the end, he asked, man, what is this you've done? Do you know why he spoke that word?
The
body entering was death and it was very hard. But even to overcome it, it's hard. He came, remained seeking us through Cain. And Cain is despising him. You seek for me. God, you've come to me. God slowly began to hide from us. He no more visits us. We too to seek for him.
So
what we're up to in our generations.
We
came to Cain and advised him and he rejected it. Genesis chapter 4. Many things we can read and study there.
We
are in the garden and reached on us. What is this you've done for when it will finish to be on the world? Because the command of God was long. When he failed to overcome this body, to be given the heavenly, give him the body of hell in the midst. Adam in the Psalms 119, he said, Lord, your command is long and is within hell. Shall begin from there the other day. The prophecy of the body of hell and the heavenly body. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Amen.